Chicago block parties. You know, these are this is a rite of passage for a lot of Chicagoans. And I'm not talking about like these neighborhood festivals. I'm talking about a good down home neighborhood, one, two blocks blocked off block party. Did you grow up with that, Roger?
In this? We didn't. Again, I spent my formative years in Evanston.
Yeah.
And I vaguely remember riding my bicycle past some block parties in Evanston, but I didn't really get exposed to them until we moved back into the city.
Into the city, yeah.
And in our neighborhood, over the years, I've seen maybe 10 different block parties. And when you say block party, it's one block. Everybody on both sides of the block get together. Yeah. They put out tables. They make plans with the alderman's office or the local police office.
That's correct.
Police bring out the horses, the barricade horses on either end of the block.
Well, I mean, chances are you're going to go through a Chicago neighborhood and you're going to have to take a detour at some point.
Sure.
But in Chicago, a summertime tradition ranging from, again, small events to major bashes, but it's a summertime ritual. In town. There's actually 8 Chicago neighborhoods that have the most permitting that goes on in the city during block parties. One is where I live, but I'll share that with you in a little bit. The first one is Beverly and Morgan Park. So these are tight-knit neighborhoods, 19th Ward. It's a major hotspot. Southwest Side has a total of 213 block party permits that were granted there. And you know, it's one of those things that for years when I lived in my old neighborhood that we would invite other friends over for the block party.
Because
there was other things going on. The Chicago Fire Department, you know, brought by their truck. They do it every single year, and the kids get to look at the truck and get inside and wear the hats and the jackets.
I mean, sure.
My son just loves that. And of course, you know, you get the bouncy house and all that stuff. But live, you know, we do live music. We do a giveaway. We actually have a logo because I'm in charge of that. So we have to have a logo for all that. So we gave away a little mug and or a little like summertime ball jar with the logo on them with a little straw on it. I do. I bring the replica grand prize game that we had made for the broadcast museum from Bozo Circus. I actually bring that to the house, and these kids. We probably have 40 kids in our neighborhood, and they're all under the age of 7.
Wow.
And they don't know Bozo from Adam, but they love the game, and I've got a lot of goofy prizes. You know, go shopping at the dollar store or wherever we go and get a bunch of stuff. And they had a blast. And I've got a little microphone, and I ask what their names are, and I always get their names wrong. We gave away, and I feel really bad about this now.
What?
If you hit bucket number 3, you got a pack of candy cigarettes.
Yeah, but I love those candy cigarettes you have. Right. I really do.
Yeah, I know they're candy sticks, but what happened was
candy sticks,
the parents got a kick at them. They're like, what? And the kids are looking at them, walking up to their parents with, you know, these little packs of Lucky Lights, I think it's little Lucky Strikes
like
or whatever.
That,
And later in the afternoon, I had like a little gaggle, we'll call them a gaggle, of 7-8-year-old girls that came up to my wife and I and said, we heard you have candy cigars. Is that true? I don't have candy cigars. I've got candy cigarettes. And then I saw them walking in the neighborhood like they were smoking them. And I'm like,
no,
that was a bad move, Dave. No, that's not cool.
Ouch.
I felt terrible. And I know it was fun at the time, and the parents really liked it. But now I got the kids being fancy. And
we're coming up with something new next year.
No, I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
I'm going to do it again just to torture the neighborhood a little bit. But so, you know, it's all this little traditional stuff, but, you know, we used to invite friends from outside there. And what you do is you end up hanging out with your little cluster of friends and family. And the purpose of this is to go talk to your neighbor that you just wave to on the way to work, or it's a 10-20 second conversation. How's the family going to see it? Blah, 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 and you get through that stuff. I really enjoyed that. And I think probably I learned that in the last 7 years. Edison Park. Is another one. event, and there's an Edison Park Fest as well that gets people together in the neighborhood that started back in 72. But my block party's in Edison Park, and that is the second largest community that does little block parties.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Our local Dairy Queen donates ice cream for all the kids. I mean, it's just a really good time. In the Loop. The Loop actually has quite a few block parties that go on down there as well. So does Old Town. So you can see streets blocked off there too. River North is another neighborhood. Norwood Park, Jefferson Park, West Loop is another one. But these little, and of course there's the West Loop's the world's largest block party, which is really gathering a lot of people together. Old St. Pat's, it was, I think it was back in June, but that is a, they've been doing that 34, 35 years.
Yeah, that has grown beyond just a one block party, you know. Yeah.
But it was fun because there was a lot of neighbors that even came back from the neighborhood that don't live there anymore. But yeah, you know, it's funny. Like I have a 7 year old, you know, I have a 18, almost 15 and seven. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those kids in the neighborhood are now seven. But what I'm noticing is the parents in the neighborhood are 20 years younger than me. So it's almost
now
like,
you know how I feel.
Now it's like I had one guy in church say to me a few months ago when my son was doing collections and he said to me, "Oh, is that your grandson?"
Oh no,
no, it is not my grandson. No. I'm 52, not 72.
Oh,
but
my goodness,
yeah. So I feel very old now in my own neighborhood. Like, oh yeah, ooh, what do you do?
Are you Let's getting go. The cane out? Yeah, yeah. You're gonna walk down the sidewalk.
The one thing
and
about
wave
the block party, people are all cocktailing, and there's Bloody Mary bars in the morning,
sure.
And then we do it up fancy. I can't do that on a day that I'm working like this.
Well, no, you can't.
It freaks me
you
out.
Want to?
Well, I know you show up,
and
that
you.
Way.
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I set the standard. You save the drinks though for when you go back later
That's
today.
True. That's true.
After church.
Yeah. After church. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.